This podcast is sponsored by Premier Surgical Associates. We welcome general and vascular surgeon Dr. Randy Reiser to Premier Surgical. Dr. Reiser is seeing patients at Premier's offices at Turkey Creek Medical Center, Paper Mill Drive, and in Maryville.
This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Touchdown or Turnover is backed by Alcoatin Federal Credit Union, a place where you belong.
Touchdown Turnover, backed by Alcoatin Federal Credit Union, ATFCU.com is the website. Great service, great rates, great people over there at Alcoatin Federal Credit Union. Oh, man. Tennessee, Auburn, this weekend. I'll make this simple. Tennessee is a huge underdog. Last time I checked, it was, what, 18 points?
I want to say I saw somebody say 15 and a half yesterday.
15 and a half is what I was putting together our predictions article for Orange Wire Report yesterday, and it was 15 and a half.
So. 15 and a half points. Does Tennessee cover in this football game, touchdown or turnover, gentlemen? 15 and a half points.
Charlie, do you have a definitive answer why I think on it?
Actually, yeah. I don't want to toot my own horn here. I'm just kidding. I do.
Toot, toot.
Last week, my prediction for Georgia was 38-10. Final score, 38-12. I don't want to say that I'm, a savant of predictions, but I might be a prophet.
I have a question about your prediction.
Okay.
How did you correctly predict Tennessee's score last week if Tennessee didn't score last week or play last week?
Oh, that's a good. Okay, fine, Ben. My score prediction for the bye week did not hit, but for the Georgia game. I was nearly correct. Like I said, you know, I may be a prophet. I don't know. But my prediction for this game is, yes, Tennessee will cover, but they will lose by double digits. I just think that Auburn, you know, going into the fourth quarter is close. It's a three-point game, and then Auburn closes it out with a touchdown. Something like that. Where, yes, it is close. Yes, Tennessee fans will probably feel that the Vols put up a good fight. And it probably will be Tennessee's best game of the year to this point. But ultimately, I think Auburn will pull away like that. You know, something 17-7, kind of something like that. I think it's going to be low scoring, a real bleh, just a kind of gross game. So, my prediction would be a touchdown. They will cover, but they still lose by double digits.
I'm going to say turnover. I don't think Tennessee covers. I just don't trust the offensive line to put any points on the board against one of the country's best defenses. I do think Tennessee keeps it fairly close throughout the game. And when I say fairly close, 7-10, two scores, 7-10 points. And then Auburn scores late. A trash touchdown to maybe cover the spread. Like I said, I just don't trust the offensive line to really put up points, and I think Auburn will get to the 21-24 point mark, and I don't think Tennessee gets past 6 or 7. So I think it'll be a close game through 3.5 quarters, but I think Auburn scores late to maybe cover the spread.
Sunday on the locker room, I think the spread was like 20 and a half points at the time, and I said that Tennessee would cover that. The line has dropped. It's now 15 and a half points. You know what? A bye week, new staff, problems at Auburn. I'm not saying Tennessee is going to win. I don't know that. But I think they can cover. So, I'll go touchdown. Touchdown that they cover. Touchdown.
I do agree with your point. You said on Saturday, or Sunday rather, when you were doing your TV show, that the line was pretty big.
It was, man.
20, 21 points. And I do think Tennessee would cover a 20-point spread. It's just I don't trust the offense to really get any points on the board. I said this earlier in a break that if Tennessee is going to make it a close game with a couple seconds left or if they're going to win this football game, they have to find a way to score a defensive touchdown or a special teams touchdown because I don't see the offense being able to score more than a touchdown against Auburn's defense. I think we're going to see a lot of field goals in this game, both for Tennessee and Auburn. But I do think Auburn gets a touchdown or two in this one.
Well, I mean, Auburn's going to have to score, too, and they have trouble. So that's a good thing that works in Tennessee's favor as far as covering is Auburn's offense is not good right now. And there is a split, it seems like, between the offense and defense inside that locker room. And so, Jarrett Stidham, quarterback, not being the leader he needs to be. So, I can see the dysfunction continuing here. A morning game. When you have a game that's at 11 o'clock or 12 o'clock, you got to have leaders step up and go, all right, guys, let's go. Let's go. Because it's easy to get hyped for a night game. It's easy. But it takes a little bit more to be ready to play for a noon game, for an 11 o'clock game. And that's when your leaders step up and they're challenging guys. And if that is a problem inside that locker room, then it's hard for me to expect Auburn to beat Tennessee down by three or more scores and Tennessee not cover. If Auburn didn't have the dysfunction, if Auburn had this utopia locker room and leaders were leading the way they're supposed to and didn't have friction with the head coach and OC, then I would probably pick Auburn to cover. But I've been on these teams where you just didn't have the chemistry. The chemistry was not right. And it's hard to go out there and just put it to a side and go get the job done versus any SEC team. I mean, we struggled with Kentucky and Vanderbilt and everybody that year where our chemistry was not where it needed to be. So I'm going with Tennessee to cover. Like a double sneeze there, Charlie.
That was. Bless you.
My apologies.
I'd be interested to get your thoughts on this because we talk about the locker room dysfunction going on at Auburn. I think it is awful news and really telling and as far as the offensive side of the football. But the way I read it, I almost interpreted it as it may bring Auburn's defense closer together.
Yeah, like we got to do it ourselves.
Correct. And that kind of worries me that they may come out with a vengeance because they're thinking that, okay, the offense may score 10 or 14 points. We have to hold the other team to no points. So that does concern me. While, yes, the fact that the quarterback may be the most divisive person in the locker room, that is a bad, bad sign. But in a way, I kind of took it as, okay, this may bring the defense as a unit closer together because it seems like those defensive players who are absolute ballers were all on the same page. So that does concern me. But on the flip side of that, I agree with what you were saying and the fact that there's a lot of just not good stuff going on in that locker room right now.
I can agree there where defense is like, you know what, guys? If it is to be, it's up to us. Let's get this done. Mm-hmm. The offense can't do it, so let's try to win the game on our own. But what about the first time or the second time or the third time where you go three and out or you turn the ball over after the defense, you know, held the opposing offense for a couple plays and then they trot out there or they have to trot off the field, and then offense turn the ball over. Then you have to trot back out there to defend, you know, Tennessee. You know, at some point, that stuff is going to boil over.
Yep.
And when you have defensive players who are trying to address offensive players on the sideline, sometimes that can be a problem. The quarterback is not respected in their locker room right now. And so who is going to be the guy on offense that gets them out of the rut? Someone that they're going to listen to. And right now, it's not Jarrett Stidham from what we've read from Brandon Marcello, who will join us tomorrow. We'll try to get him today, but the scheduling did not work out. We do have scheduled to have Cole Kubrick on here in hour number three to talk a little bit about Auburn and these two offensive lines, Tennessee and Florida, but Auburn's. So we'll get a little bit more information about what's going on down there. But It's just hard for me to believe that you're just going to snap your finger and just put it to a side and everything's going to be okay just because you're playing Tennessee.
No, I agree. Because once you start seeing your offense go three and out, three and out, three and out, turnover, missed field goal, three and out, that mindset that, oh, here we go again, starts to creep in. And we kind of saw that against Mississippi State to where that Auburn defense really wore down at the end of the game. And Mississippi State imposed their will on Auburn's defense, even though Auburn's defense is very good.
I think it's time for Jordan Murphy. I think it's time for Josh Palmer to have, you know, their best game, using Juwan Jennings a little bit more. The receivers got to get this done because Auburn's corners are not that great. I got to go to break, man. That crow is getting on my nerves. golly. We'll talk about Auburn's defense when we come back. That crow is so annoying. Swain Event, be right back.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Incipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. The next thing you know, you're being arrested for DUI. Be responsible, but remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call DUI and criminal defense attorney Marcos Garza. Put this number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty, say Garza. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
Top 100 barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue has a new slew of daily specials. Enjoy a different special meal every day, like the Chipotle Chicken Salad, the Chicken Tender Sandwich, or the Kitchen Sink Burrito filled with brisket, pulled pork, and chicken, not to mention queso, jalapenos, and more. It's called the Kitchen Sink for a reason. Dead End isn't stopping at your plate, though. Be sure to check out their new summer drink offerings, including the Big Orange Crush, My Clementine, or the Tequila Squirt. There is always something new at Dead End Barbecue. Located off of Sutherland Avenue, Dead End Barbecue. The summer flavor search is over.
I'm Vince Moore, wide receiver, VFL 1991, and you're listening to the Swain Event.
Auburn's defense, one of the best in the country. One of the best. If you look at the numbers, they are certainly one of the most fierce defenses in all of college sports. Why is that? Well, it's because of that front seven. Their front seven is stout. They got three, maybe four NFL guys on their front seven. Now, their back four, they're not that hot. They're not that great. Corners, they play man-to-man, but it's easy to play man-to-man when you have a front seven pressuring the quarterback, stuffing a run, really forcing the quarterback to throw it sooner than what he would like. There's opportunities for this wide receiver group to make plays. How will Tyson Helton, how will Will Friend and Jeremy Pruitt devise a plan to exploit those Auburn DBs who are the weak part, the weakest link of that Auburn defense? How will they attack those safeties, corners? I think ways you do it is throws that are quick, throws that does not require a 5 or 7 step drop, getting those guys in space, forcing those guys to tackle in space, making the defense run from sideline to sideline, which means you might have to do a little bit of what the previous staff did offensively. I'm not talking about throwing the ball first and goal like Larry Scott. I'm not talking about that. But I am talking about some of the east and west throws, because that's how you're going to get these big old linemen maybe a little bit tired. What about a little up-tempo? What about that? You have to be careful doing it, because you don't want to have the ball on one possession for a total of 45 seconds if you go three and out and you allow, you know, Auburn's you know, offense to have an advantage against our defense, because we can't stay on the field offensively and our defense can't rest. So there's ways to attack Auburn's secondary, but you have to be strategic about it. You got to be smart about it. You got to pick and choose kind of when you take your chances. But I think there are plenty of opportunities. And this is a game where Jordan Murphy, out the doghouse a little bit, had a productive bye week as well as a lot of other dudes. It's time for him to display kind of what we all saw during fall camp. What we saw during fall camp was him and Josh Palmer being the best two wide receivers. Josh Palmer, Jordan Murphy were the two best wide receivers. And I still think they are the two best wide receivers on this team. But you got to do everything right. And Palmer has made plays this season. We saw a touchdown, Jordan Murphy against UTEP, a pass thrown by Keller Chris. But we need to see more Jordan Murphy. And the reason why we haven't isn't because of talent. It's kind of on him. This is a game for him to make some plays, because him against third or fourth Auburn corner or him against a safety is a mismatch for Tennessee. Jordan Murphy is a really good wide receiver. He needs to be used a little bit better in this offense. And this is a game where he can have a big impact, in my opinion.
Do you think we will see a lot of Jordan Murphy?
I hope so. We should. I mean, he's had a good week in the bye week. Again, he's gotten out of the doghouse a little bit. You got to do everything right off the field. So he's getting better there.
Tom made a couple of really nice snags yesterday at practice, and even in just the short amount of time that we were allowed to be there, he looks ready. So hopefully he can bring it. But yeah, I mean, it just comes down to the staff utilizing these guys, obviously.
And when we say doghouse, I think we're referring to football IQ, not necessarily showing up late for meetings, as Austin Price alluded to with Sean Schamberger yesterday. But no, it's more of a knowing what to do on the football field.
No, it's
a little bit of both.
It's doing everything right off the football field. It's more than just, you know, knowing his lineman assignment. It's doing everything right off the field too. Has to do a better job there. Won't get into details, but yeah, that's something that he needs to improve on, and he's been better with. You know, Schamberger has had issues there too with getting his stuff done off the football field, and that's part of being a student athlete. If the coaches can't trust you off the football field, how are they going to trust you on the football field? It's their family's livelihoods on the line. They're not going to put you out there if they can't trust you. I wouldn't do that. Who would allow someone to operate on them? If you had to have surgery and they was getting ready to put you to sleep, and right before they do it, you found out that the doctor that was performing surgery on you was not a real doctor. He was just a celebrity doctor. He just played a doctor.
I just played one on TV.
He didn't really go to school for any of the stuff that you need to get done. Or what are you going to do? You going to let him go through with it, or are you getting up from the table, walking out of the hospital saying, forget this?
Well, the University of Tennessee did allow a fake football coach to be the head coach for the past five seasons.
That is correct. But are you letting someone operate on you without the proper credentials?
No, not at all.
Negative.
No.
That's a negative, Ghost Rider.
No, it's too much at stake. There's too much to lose. You're not going to do that. And if I'm a coach, I'm not putting someone out on the football field who I don't trust. That's my livelihood on the line. And so these players got to understand you have to do it every single day in practice. You got to be consistent. You got to do it right off the field, too. You got to go to class on time. You got to do everything right. Show up for meetings on time. Everything. Because it carries over. There's no such thing as a guy that can't do anything right off the field, but he does everything right on the field. It just doesn't work like that. Maybe every once in a while. But for the most part, guys can't do that. You either do it right all the time or you don't. And so those are guys that Pruitt and company, they're going to play, guys that they trust. And so Murphy and Schamberger and all these other players who have not played as much as they thought they were going to play, they need to understand that. Physically, they have the talent to compete. They have the talent to go out there and make plays for us. But they're not going to trust you if you don't do it in practice each and every day and off the field each and every day. But, yes, I do think Jordan Murphy has a chance to be a factor in this football game. I really do, because I think he's one of our two best receivers.
And I just want to see, in general, the pass game be more of a factor in this one, because they've sort of forced the issue with running. I did the math just a few minutes ago. They're still running the ball 67% of the time on the season, and it's not going that well. Can we not try to air it out a little bit more and adapt to the situation? I mean, like you were saying, the front seven is just so nasty, but they may be susceptible over the top. They may be susceptible over the middle, you know? And so just let Jarrett see if he can work, see what he can do. And
I don't want the misconception to be out there that Auburn's secondary is bad.
They are not bad.
Because they are not bad.
But they are susceptible.
They are the weakest point of the Auburn defense.
Yeah.
But that's also, there's a weak point to Alabama's offense, too. There's a unit on Alabama's offense that is the weakest. That doesn't mean that unit is bad per se. There will be opportunities to make plays, but Auburn still has some ballers at defensive back. So I want to see the intermediate passing game opened up a little bit more. Tennessee did not attempt an intermediate pass being 10 to 19 yards until 8 minutes to go in the third quarter of the Georgia game. In my opinion, that cannot happen.
And it went well.
Yes.
When they opened it up.
It went somewhat well. Marquez Callaway does not remember what happened on that play, but he did make a big-time catch for a first down.
Yes.
I believe it was third and 13 or so. Mm-hmm. I'm really fascinated that you think Jordan Murphy is in the top two at receiver, and I think a lot of people listening, maybe, or at least some, would be too, because Marquez Callaway is viewed as a big-time receiver. Juwan Jennings, we know what he's done at Tennessee. I think some people are going to be maybe take a step back when they hear you say that Jordan Murphy and Josh Palmer are the two best receivers on the team. I guess what I'm asking, is that because Jordan Murphy does what the others don't do?
Yeah, Josh Palmer and Jordan Murphy are the two best wide receivers on our football team. The reason why is because they create a lot of separation. Mm-hmm. They run better routes. They catch the ball. They do more things. They are the two best wide receivers right now. And there is a chemistry between JG and Callaway. We have seen that this season. You know, JG went to Callaway on third down against Georgia and got his bell run a little bit. But even before that, we saw, you know, in the West Virginia game and you know, in the Florida game, where number two wanted to connect with number one when he needed a play. But I don't lie. When you see Jordan Murphy practice and when you see number five Palmer practice with other wide receivers, they stand out as the two guys who can get it done. The problem is Jordan Murphy has not done everything the right way like Josh Palmer has. And that's why Josh Palmer is playing more and has made more plays than Jordan Murphy. Jordan Murphy is actually more talented than Brandon Johnson, but Brandon Johnson takes care of his business. Mm-hmm. So Yeah. I'm not walking away from that at all. Yeah, I think people that have seen practice and the coaches would probably agree if they heard me say that Jordan Murphy and Palmer are the two best wide receivers. The thing about Josh Palmer, I mean, the dude's only been playing wide receiver for 4 years. And the moment he gets that dog, because remember, Jason Kroom didn't have it for a little bit, and then he got it.
Kroom didn't really have it until he got to the NFL.
No, he got it in college. Remember?
You didn't really see it translate, though.
He got it in college because when you started seeing him blocking on the outside, using that frame that he was blessed with, we saw signs of that dog. You know, later in his career, he finally realized that, man, he can bully dudes. If Josh Palmer can get some of that here in the next, you know, couple weeks, or, you know, maybe if it's not this year, next year, he'll be, you know, a junior. Josh Palmer, in my opinion, is an NFL wide receiver here in 2 years. He's equipped to be one of the best, you know, in the country. I mean, you look at some of the cats out here that are named to Biletnikoff watch list. Josh Palmer should be on that watch list this time next year. As he continues to develop, as he continues to grow, understand, playing the position, Palmer has all the tools. He has all the tools. But, again, he's learning how to play right. position. And once he gets that dog in him, whoo, we're going to have something. If he can get like a little bit of, like a sprinkle of Jarvis Landry, oh man.
A couple of weeks ago, maybe it was last week, we joked about Mike's secret stuff from Space Jam.
Yeah.
We need Juwan to give Palmer.
Hand it out.
Some of Juwan's secret sauce. And I don't want you to take that as me disagreeing with you. I just do think it's fascinating because if Tennessee's down by three with 2 minutes to go against Auburn in the fourth quarter this weekend, I'm trusting Marquez Callaway or Juwan Jennings or
Marquez
Palmer to go out there and make a better play.
He's been there, done
Murphy
that.
Right now.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Make the play.
That's a part of why Murphy's not playing.
I know. Yeah. I understand that. But I don't know. I just find it interesting. Like I said, I don't disagree with you. I'm not going to question your evaluation of the wide receiver position. I just do think it's interesting because we haven't seen a lot of Jordan Murphy.
Is there any concern?
That's why, because he hasn't done what he needs to do. But having the dog doesn't mean – like production,
right.
Having the doll, like we watch Kroom be 6'4", 235, 40 pounds, but not use his size advantage over DBs in a blocking game. And I saw him change that mindset. Now, that has nothing to do with production at all. Having that dog mentality, that's totally different. Juwan has a dog mentality, but Juwan can drop a pass. That doesn't mean he doesn't have it anymore. It's your approach. It is not playing scared. It is being ferocious on the line of scrimmage or on the perimeter when you're blocking. It's going across the middle and taking it hidden, being able to get up. It's how you play. It's your attitude. That's having the dog in you, not production sometimes. So I don't care if Juwan Jennings drops two passes. Last year, before Jennings got hurt, remember, he dropped a couple passes in Georgia Tech game before he got hurt. No one was questioning his dog.
Yep.
Dog has nothing to do with production.
No.
It's your attitude. And Kroom's attitude changed in a huge way. I saw it with my own two eyes. Later in his career. Now, I remember the Florida game. He had a drop early in the game. I mean, it was a one-on-one. They put him spread out, tight end. I think he was going up against a safety or a linebacker. It was exactly what you want. Mike DeBoer called it perfectly. It was a great throw by Dobbs, and Kroom dropped it. He didn't bring it in. But that has nothing to do with your dog. That's nothing. And Juwan has that. There's no doubt about it. Callaway is coming along with that. Josh Palmer needs to have more of it. That's the missing part of his game. Jordan Murphy has a lot of it. But Jordan Murphy, again, it's off-the-field stuff he has to, you know, take care of. Because if you ever got that talented, there's only one thing that's keeping him from playing, and that is something off the field. So that's why I'm saying that. It's something. Because the dude's skills is one of the top two in this group. And it's weird because he's not out there. So it's hard for you to believe that. I get it. You have not seen that. It's hard for you to say, wait, a guy that's not playing is better than the guys who are? Yeah. Yeah. Jordan Murphy is a better wide receiver than a lot of dudes who are playing. He is. I put money on that all day long. But he has to do everything right off the field. Just the way it works. Good stuff here on the text box. We will get to that, answer those questions. Stay with us. Hour two is brought to you by Alumni Hall, alumnihall.com.
If you want to chop it up with the fellas, call the Be Dry Waterproofing Hotline at 865-200-5503.
We're here with Dr. Mike Carlson of Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine. If you have orthopedic injuries such as shoulder pain, knee pain, or instability, Achilles tendonitis, golfers, or tennis elbow, do what I did and give them a call.
Yeah, Jason, we specialize in regenerative non-surgical orthopedics. So we treat damaged ligaments, tendons, and joints, including things like rotator cuff injuries, knee instability, elbow problems, as well as foot problems like plantar fasciitis, Achilles, things of that nature, by injecting with stem cells and what's called PRP, or platelet-rich plasma. And this form of treatment we do under ultrasound, so we know we have our target. And it also stimulates the body's own reparative process, and this allows for the healing of damaged tissue. And as you well know, I mean, numerous professional and collegiate athletes, guys like Steph Curry, Tiger Woods, and even yourself with your ankle injury, have been using this form of treatment for years. And so we offer that same type of treatment here in East Tennessee.
Visit them on the web at trsportsmedicine.com. Tennessee Regenerative Sports Medicine, East Tennessee's leader in regenerative therapy.
Big Orange football is better alongside another Tennessee tradition, Mrs. Grissom's Salad. Mrs. Grissom's ready-made snacks and meals are perfect for game day. Crowd favorites like the select pimento cheese and cranberry pecan chicken salad are delicious and easy to grab and go right from the grocery store. Going to the game? Visit Mrs. Grissom's in Vol Village for the must-have panini grilled pimento cheese hot dog. Man, select the best. Select Tennessee's own Mrs. Grissom's.
Gentlemen, when it comes to taking care of your health, sometimes the first step is the hardest. Low T Center is making it easier to take that first step. It all starts with knowing the numbers that are essential to a man. Testosterone levels, blood pressure, cholesterol, prostate, and thyroid. Low T Center makes it quick and easy to get all these levels checked and more. Low T Center specializes in men's health and has expanded their services, including sleep apnea, low thyroid, hypertension, severe allergies, high cholesterol, diabetes, and annual physicals, along with testosterone replacement therapy. The physicians at Low T Center not only want to help you feel good again, they want to help you prevent any serious health problems moving forward. Now, with the holistic approach to your overall health and wellness, Low T Center is making it more convenient for men to take care of their health, and most health insurance is accepted. They'll even verify for you. Take the first step for your health and call 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388, or go to lowtcenter.com. Reinventing men's healthcare.
Backed by popular demand, shop tax-free at Better Mattress during the month of October. Save hundreds of dollars store-wide. Better Mattress will pay your sales tax on any purchase. My Better Mattress has me sleeping better than ever, and it's handcrafted in East Tennessee, so I know it is made to last by good people who care about the quality of their work. Better Mattress makes it so easy to choose a mattress, you can get started right now. Visit bedrmattress.com and click on Mattress Prescription. Answer a few questions and they'll send you some options to start with. Plus, at Better Mattress, shoppers sleep worry-free. If you don't like it after 100 nights, they'll swap it out for you, and your Better Mattress will come with a 20-year warranty. Shop Better Mattress tax-free this month only. Good night, just got better.
JC's Tree and Landscaping Service specializes in quality tree work done at an affordable price. Trimming and removing trees are their specialty. They also offer other services like land clearing, stump grinding, crane services, and all of your basic landscaping needs for both commercial and residential. JC's will give you a free estimate and beat any written quote by a competitor to guarantee that you get the lowest price around.
Don't risk your land with a fly-by-night service. JC's Tree and Landscaping is licensed and insured. Give them a call at 865-599-3799.
Pass downfield is complete. That's Swain. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Give him six. Touchdown.
Alumni Hall is your headquarters for everything orange and white. Turkey Creek, Paper Mill, Westtown Mall, few locations here in Knoxville. Also, you have the great locations outside Knoxville, Murfreesboro, Bristol, and Brentwood, Tennessee, in the Nashville area. Alumni Hall, get game day ready. You can shop online at alumnihall.com. Also, follow them on their tweeters, on their Facebook, and Instagram at Alumni Hall UT. Going to the text box, PDD. Gotta be kidding me, Swain. Kroom didn't do jack in college. He didn't find his inner dog until he left UT. Again, your mentality versus in your production, not always a one and the same. Kroom did realize that he was bigger than everybody and started being an enforcer. Remember, there was a freshman player that decided to stomp on the power tee in the locker room, and he was enforced.
Hands were given out.
He was enforced. And so I'll let you put two and two together. Loud Town Mom says, any idea when Chance Hall is going to be ready to play? My goodness, that is the million-dollar question.
Chance Hall? It's looking like, will he ever be ready to play?
Chance Hall played last week against Georgia.
Yeah, a little bit.
He played most of the second half.
Play and be in a factor.
Now that's a different. Be the Chance Hall that we saw in the 2015 Alabama game.
I don't think we're ever going to see that
Chance Hall. And I don't think that's Chance Hall. I think that's the injuries.
Yeah. He was just out for so long.
Slowing him down.
Yeah. It's hard to come back from something like that out effectively for 2 years. And you just are expected to come back and be the same guy. I don't know if it will ever get back to that,
I think it's telling that Chance Hall played at guard against Georgia. And then earlier this week, we saw tweaks to guard along the offensive line. It was Nathan Niehaus, Chance Hall.
Yep. Shame, man. Shame, because he started off hot and did a really good job as a true freshman, but seems to have trouble getting back to that point. VFL 92 says, what about J.J. Peterson getting some playing time? So it's been first week of October. No, we are the second week of October, and he got here the first week in September. So that's 6 weeks. If he would have came in July, still wouldn't be ready.
Jeremy Pruitt did that math earlier this week. I want to say Monday during the press conference, and I believe he said it would be his second week of July is the equivalent of how long he's been here. So the second week of the second semester of summer school is kind of the equivalent to where he is right now in terms of in the weight room and getting down the playbook of where the rest of the freshmen were.
When I came in, it was the first week of July. So you have the 4 weeks in July, and then you have the entire 4 weeks in August, and then you play the first week of September. So that's 8 weeks of getting ready to play. And even then, as a true freshman, sometimes you're not ready to go in and play the first game. But J.J. Peterson hasn't been here 8 weeks.
Well, now they report in June, which is 12 weeks.
Yeah, but you can still report in the second session and be fine. Some guys report first session, but I reported in the second session. And we had a lot of guys report in the second session and were able to play at the beginning of the football season. So I'm just looking at, you know, kind of that 8 week window, which we're not even there yet for J.J. Peterson. Now, he may be a freak of nature, but I don't know when we can really expect him to be out there and really be a contributor, because he was out of shape when he got here. Mm-hmm. He was very out of shape. Mm-hmm. It takes a long time.
Yeah, and there was that thing going around social media the week of the Georgia game, Wednesday or Thursday, to where it appeared that J.J. Peterson had circled the Alabama game, the Missouri game, and then the South Carolina and Kentucky game on his schedule, and it appeared that maybe those are the four games that he is looking at playing in.
But does he even realistically find a spot in that lineup right now? I don't see it at the moment.
Right now, Tennessee needs more help at outside linebacker than they do inside linebacker.
Yes.
And that's why I said earlier this week, is there a way to find a way to get Corte Sapp or Will Ignat or even Darren Kirkland Jr. or Daniel Bettuli on the outside? Because right now you've kind of got some guys on the inside that can play. You know they have the potential. Outside linebacker, Kongbo's not getting it done. Is there one of those inside guys that can maybe slide over?
It's just a much different skill set.
Well, even the other thing with Peterson, why waste one of the games you're available for against Alabama?
Yeah.
Against Vanderbilt, South Carolina, Kentucky, Missouri, those are the games that realistically you might have a chance of making a bowl game if you improve as a team. Why waste one of those games of eligibility against Alabama?
I would push him till the end of the season. Just let him play in the final four games or some combination of the final five or six.
He just missed some very crucial practice time. I mean, for you to truly understand this defense, you gotta practice when the bullets are flying, and that is usually during fall camp when you're hitting a little bit more. And he just wasn't here. That's hard to come in the 1st of September and know exactly where you're supposed to go, physically be in shape. It's just hard to do. I just don't see him playing this week or being out there, linebacker next week. I just don't see it, man. It takes a long time to get ready to play a college football game. So, that's just my opinion on J.J. Peterson.
I do think you'll see him in November, though.
Yeah, why not, man? Still got the red shirt available. Why not? PDD comes back and says, "Who cares about enforcers? Team of dogs without production is a team that loses. A dog gets it done on the field and produces." Okay. The term dog is used because of the mentality. Again, you can not be productive, but be a dog. It's about a mentality. It's about an attitude. And you can have the right attitude but not get the ball thrown to you. You can have the right attitude but not make a tackle or not make a interception. What is missing from some guys is they don't have that dog attitude. That's something that Jawan has. No one is saying that Jawan doesn't have it right now because he has not been productive. Has anyone said Jawan has not been a dog? Has one person said, "I don't know about Jawan, man. He's not a dog anymore." No. Because it's not about just production. It's about an attitude. Jawan still has it.
It's a lifestyle.
Jawan will always have it. So if you want to change the definition in your mind what being a dog is on a football field, go ahead. And you can go ahead and change the definition of it if you want to. But I'm just telling you what it means in football circles is it's about attitude. And that's something Jeremy Banks has. And he's fumbled a couple times. He still is a dog. And that's something that Jawan Jennings has. That's something that Trey Smith has. And he has not been productive as he was last year. Does not mean he doesn't have it. He's still a dog. He still has the attitude that is needed to play this game of football, which is so physical. You got to have it. Man of Mail Mac, here we go, says, does anyone know the reasoning why Pruitt hasn't or doesn't allow JG to speak to the media? I'm hoping this week the passing game opens up. No reason not to.
That, I mean, talk about a million-dollar question. I think everyone in the media is wondering this. You have a starting quarterback, and he's set, and he's a guy that in the past that has been good in front of media, and you're not letting him talk. What are we doing here? I have asked the same thing and haven't really gotten a clear answer.
I don't get it. I mean, yeah. At the end of the day, it's not a big deal. It's not a humongous deal. No. From a media perspective and how we go about our week, Charlie and I writing about the team, it does kind of hamper things. We don't prefer not to talk to him. But
it's annoying because – they'll do things. This is real inside shop talk here, but it just is. It is what it is in this case in terms of talking about this question. Folks don't want to hear from the long snapper. He's a good kid, and he's very important to this football team.
He has a great story.
Yeah, but people want to hear from the quarterback. You know, and that's in terms of doing our job, having guys like Jerry Garantano, and it is just so much more useful, I guess. Sounds a little callous to say that, but it just makes our job easier because those are the people that fans really want to hear from. Clearly, I mean, you got fans asking where they're at.
Well, and it's not like he's in a quarterback battle either.
Yeah, you have found your guy. They're sticking with JG, and like I said, he's been good with media in the past. He's pretty poised. He speaks well, and I don't get it.
I think it is a big deal. I think it is a big deal because you have a quarterback that's been here 3 years. This is his third year, and needs to be one of the leaders. And it needs to be known inside, outside the locker room. And we still don't know if JG is one of the leaders on offense. We know he is more vocal. We know we have seen some displays of him trying to be a leader. But the fact that he doesn't speak is really awkward. I mean, he's a quarterback. Like, he is a quarterback, man, at the University of Tennessee who's been here for 3 years, and he doesn't talk. He's not allowed to talk to the media. I just think that's a little awkward. I think that's a little weird. Doesn't mean that it should be on front page news or anything, but we just don't see that a lot. We don't see that, man. A freshman quarterback not playing, not talking, that's one thing. But a redshirt sophomore has been here 3 years.
It's odd.
That is a little odd, man.
Yeah.
Hour two continues after this.
Today looks to be mostly sunny with a high of 86 and a low around 67. More of the same tomorrow and a 20% chance of rain on Saturday with a high in the mid-80s. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
Peripheral arterial disease, or PAD, is a dangerous hardening of the arteries that can lead to infection and even limb amputations. September is PAD and Vascular Disease Awareness Month, and the vascular surgeons of Premier Surgical Associates want you to know that finding and treating PAD early is the key. If you smoke, have diabetes, or are overweight, you are at a higher risk of this deadly disease. Talk to your physician about whether you should be screened for PAD. If detected early, it can often be managed with lifestyle changes and medication instead of surgery. For information about PAD and other vascular diseases, visit PremierSurgical.com right now.
When I made the move to my own studio, I was worried about this. I was worried about that. I was worried about, hey, did I get this piece of equipment? Did I get that piece of equipment? Does that sound good? Does that not sound good? One thing I didn't have to worry about, that was Office Furniture, because Office Furniture Outfitters met my furniture needs. With a 50,000 square foot facility, they have East Tennessee's largest selection and are the best value for new and used office furniture. Located in Knoxville, it's easy to find everything you need for your new space, including desks, file cabinets, chairs, conference tables,
tables, and more. Office Furniture Outfitters is turnkey. They came to my place, we mapped everything out that was needed, they delivered, and get this, set everything up. To learn more about what Office Furniture Outfitters can do for you, log on to OFOKnox.com. That's OFOKnox.com. It's almost football time in Tennessee, which means it's time to get geared up at Alumni Hall. Find the best selection of Nike, Nike Golf, Tommy Bahama, and all those retro logos you love. Don't forget about your game day crew. Plenty of selection for the ladies, the little balls, and to upgrade their tailgate. Shop now at one of their six convenient locations in Tennessee or 24/7 at AlumniHall.com. Do you want a custom-themed tumbler or bottle to show off your team spirit every day of the week? Well, look no further than Game Time Sidekicks. Every design has you, the fan, in mind. Their tumblers and bottles are double-walled, vacuum-insulated stainless steel, and their quality is second to none in the market. From stainless steel sippy cups to tumblers and sports bottles, Game Time Sidekicks offer something for the fan of all ages to rep their team with. They have many different logo options, so fans will have something they are proud to carry around all the time. Use promo code SWAIN at checkout to get 20% off of your entire purchase at GameTimeSidekicks.com. They also offer $5 flat rate shipping. Be sure to check out the Game Time Workshop on the website and customize your tumbler to make it one of a kind with things like your nickname, number, or initials. Game Time Sidekicks. Show your colors and carry your team.
Dan Mullen posing awkwardly with recruits.
For what?
Gators working out wearing costumes.
For what?
Vanderbilt
making a sorority-style video.
For what?
Aaron Murray and David Pollock opening their mouths.
For what?
Oh, Stokes, man. That never gets old. Maybe it's time for Stokes to put his Falcons on for what?
Why would he do that?
They stink this year.
Not because they got blown out by the Steelers over the weekend?
Well, that's part of them stinking.
Which, I'm not going to get into it, but Antonio Brown, you get it for what? I'm tired of talking about all the drama involving Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown, but Antonio, you get it for what?
I think something's going on with Antonio Brown, man. I think...
What you mean, stuff going on? My deep, dark secrets?
We'll get to it. Okay. Let's get to for what. Charlie has a really good for what. What you got?
Huge headline, emotional support squirrel and its owner ousted from Frontier Airlines flight. This is from CBS News. A woman told Frontier Airlines she was bringing an emotional support animal along when booking a flight from Orlando, Florida to Cleveland, Ohio. But the airline says that she neglected to mention one very important detail. The animal she was bringing was a squirrel. Cats and dogs are allowed in the cabins of flights, but squirrels and other rodents are not. The carrier said police were called when the unidentified woman boarded with a squirrel and refused to leave the plane after airline employees explained the policy to her. Flight 1612 was delayed 2 hours as law enforcement arrived on the scene. The entire plane had to be evacuated. And the woman and her furry friend were eventually escorted off the flight after initially refusing. The scene was depicted in a video posted on social media by a man who also tweeted, "You can't make this stuff up." As the woman was taken off the flight in a wheelchair, she tells onlookers to, quote, "Shut up!" before raising her middle finger to them all. And amid scatters of applause,
she gave him the Earl Thomas treatment.
Yep. Amid scattered applause, she gave the thumbs up and said, "Thanks for watching," to the man shooting the video. Emotional support squirrel, folks. And you should go watch the video because this woman, as I mentioned, she's in a wheelchair. It is truly, truly a sight. Let me see if I can find it, and I'll put it in the show notes.
Gotcha.
on the app.
My for what? Headline reads, Florida man claims he only drank at stoplights and not while driving. A Florida man had an explanation ready when investigators accused him of drinking while driving. He explained that he was downing gulps of bourbon only when stopped at traffic signals. Despite his explanation, Earl Gustavus Stevens Jr., 69 years old, nice, was arrested on a DUI charge following the June 27th incident. According to the arrest report, Stevens took pain medication at noon and started actively drinking at 2 p.m. He drove his Mercy Grand Marquis approximately 30 miles from Port St. Lucie to Vero Beach, and at 5:28 p.m. was in a fast food drive-thru, bumping the car in front of him. Stevens told deputies that he has never had a valid Florida driver's license. When authorities noticed an open bottle of Jim Beam in a brown paper bag, Stephen allegedly said he felt pretty good.
I feel like he might be one of those dudes that also claims that he's like a sovereign citizen.
Yeah. And
I don't have to follow your laws. I'm a sovereign citizen. I just follow my own rules.
Yeah. He ended the arrest report saying he was not drinking while the car was moving, and only when he stopped for stop signs and traffic signals.
That's so Florida.
Yeah, we got to be nice to Florida, man, for a couple days.
Nah.
Unless it's like South Florida, maybe like Miami. Did they get hit? I don't think they got hit.
No, it's the interior.
We can give.
It's going by Dothan, Alabama right now.
The Gulf side, it really pounded the
Panama City.
Panama City Yeah, I guess it's the panhandle right there,
man,
the Gulf.
City, man. Memories.
It's going to go through Albany, Georgia, Macon, Valdosta. I can never say that.
Valdosta.
No. Vidalia. For the onions.
Okay.
Vidalia.
And then Columbia, South Carolina. So like that trajectory.
Gotcha.
To the west of Tallahassee.
I'm going to Springfield, Missouri, where a Missouri man is charged with a felony after he allegedly filmed himself removing an ankle monitor and then posted the video on Facebook. 33-year-old Dustin Burns, who explains it, was charged last week with tampering with electronic monitoring equipment. The video shows someone using a butter knife and a screwdriver to remove an ankle monitor. The man advises viewers to remove the ankle monitor without damaging it to avoid hefty fines. So I guess he thinks that he is going to be a YouTube sensation and help you and help others remove their ankle monitors. And he decided to put it on Facebook. Real smart guy. And he was charged with a felony. Good job, man. Good job. Not smart at all. He gets it for what? Hour 3 is coming up after this break. So stay with us.